Item 13 is a subdivision rezoning for property located at the northeast corner of existing Nelson Avenue and Pago Street. East limit is existing Angelo Street under file DASZ 12 of 2013.
You want to do that? Okay. I would. I'd be gracious enough if you would do that. Do we have anybody in opposition?
I think that's Dave Walls, Jerry Klein, Vic Jansen, Nathan Jansen, Mark Brown. Anybody?
I think we'd actually like to make representation. We'll make it very quick on this one if we can. Yeah. I'll skip the introduction on this one. You can see it on the map in front of you. You know what it is. It's very similar to 11 to 13, primarily single family. We do have a school site on this one and an approximately 7.5-acre active park as well, and a small complement of multifamily and townhome. Just to get into the report, there are a couple of items in here we do want to address. So I'll skip over the items that we've already gone over a couple of times here, like C4, C11. We'll skip through those. Again, we have the sidewalk schedule that's attached to the back of this one on C13 that we're recommending be changed. So that seems to have been well accepted so far. Probably the first one that we really want to address here is on C18. Dealing with the area charge out there, because this entire planned area is subject to an area charge for works on Concordia on Concordia. So the area charge clause is quite basic. We want to add at the end of it that payment by the developer will not be due and payable until the city completes the improvements. If the improvements are not completed by the city within 2 years of execution of this development agreement, then the charge will be cancelled. Excess funds from the area charge not used to complete the improvement shall be directed to be used for additional park amenities in DSA 10, 11, and 12 of 13. And then also related to the area charge, we are of the opinion that C19 should in fact be deleted, because it relates to paying our share of traffic control signals at Peguis and Concordia, which is really not related to this development area. If anything, that charge should be rolled into the area charge, and that's our opinion on that one.
Those developments are not contributing to the traffic signals that we're installing in Devonshire and Ravelston and wherever. So
yeah, correct. Yeah, yeah. So we're recommending that it be deleted in whole. C20 again is the we already covered that in the previous one, so we have an idea there. It's the Ed Schreyer Parkway payment clause. And then really all we have in here are some park clauses beginning at C37, which again we've already covered, assuming that they'll be dealt in a similar manner with the other two applications, I'd be willing to cut it off there.
Okay.
In the interest of time. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Support. In opposition. In opposition. For information. For information.
Okay, I'll start with right at the beginning again, amending the planner's report to include under number 2A2, adding in the same addition the EKTCC approval along with the Director of Public Works. Same with under number 4, adding EKTCC approval along with the Director of Property and Development in terms of that. Number 5, black chain link fencing being required, backing on a park and trails, and adding in EKTCC again for that support on number 7 in terms of the zoning there, so for the plan approval with regards to the signage on number 7. So those are those amendments that and the other, and then the plan, so the administrative report amended accordingly. Under this, everything else is pretty well the same. The schedule for the AT is slightly changed. For some reason, somehow I don't know how it happened, but maybe the AT path, you have it going through the school site. Like that to me is the site where you need the AT path probably the most. So I'm concluding that 3.5 meter wide AT corridor at that point in time when this was developed be concluded with regards to the pathway system here. Okay.
Sorry, Councillor, that's to the north of the school, is that?
This T, you see the T?
Yeah.
The T that runs out to this road, out to the Evershire Parkway, and this little tiny bit here.
Okay.
Okay, and down. It connects to the AT path on the south side of Devonshire that exists. And it's creating a circle that people can ride on. You can go down the Richard Parkway back and this sort of thing. So they can drive that circle. And that's what people like. They like to go in circles. Anyway. Okay. Like city councilors. Anyway, and then sidewalks. I'm adding a sidewalk. I'm just connecting your sidewalk over here to the AT path and the same with over on this side. Okay. On the other side. I think. School sites, whether we like it or not, have become extremely busy places. Kids are dropped off and picked up and everything. And in my view, a sidewalk on the other side of the school site makes sense just because for safety reasons.
Sidewalk on both sides.
Yeah, on that one, just on that one, not on this one.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Extending to the north, yeah.
Okay.
That's a change. And then it's addressed in the wording, but the AT path on the north side of Devonshire, right, connecting through to the sidewalk on the existing sidewalk on Devonshire in existing Kildona Meadows / Kildona Green, across the Evershire Parkway.
Which, right? I believe is actually included in the provision in the previous.
Yeah, it just wasn't reflected in the, it
okay,
is. It just wasn't
map.
Reflected in your drawing. So
yeah,
I just,
okay.
So I just added that.
So
then that cleans up the report, the ACG report, to be able to delete 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19. And 17, 18, and 19 are in terms of the area charge, so I'm agreeing with you. The area charge was calculated that you would be paying just over $1 million in terms of the area charge towards improvements in Paguis Street north of the rail line. And I'm saying that based on all this development that you folks are doing, which I think is terrific, and based on all these children that are coming to the neighborhood here, we got a community club in the area, Park City West. I'm suggesting that $900,000 line of credit be posted, as per what I have here, and subject to this, Mylars for this development, including DASED 10 and 11, as well, that Mylars being posted prior to those ones, that this letter of credit be posted. Exercisable by the community committee. The reality is to build a soccer dome. The reality is it costs probably close to $3, maybe $4 million to build a soccer dome. But this would get the community club off to a start. They could fundraise. They can maybe see a business plan, maybe line of credit. This would allow them to do this sort of thing. And because we are providing a school site here, we're providing a soccer pitch here, but we are not providing any other kind of amenity. We're relying on the existing community club amenity that's there now serving that area, which is Park City West Community Club. So that's why I'm including that. New clause, a development agreement, also in terms of deleting all references to the as I mentioned, the area charge, and that the funds that are in the area charge, because there's money already there now, I understand that there's some IOUs, but funds that are there now be used, whatever is there, towards improvements to Paguis Street north of the rail line, including the rail line crossing. 20 is being deleted. And that is being, again, it's the same new clause. here. I've 21, there's a 25% traffic control requirement at Peguis and Concordia that the Public Service is recommending. That is there being just reworded, removing the in demand. 21 is being deleted. The new clause as well in terms of your, we should amend that to, that's the cost. What was the wording we used? We said by January, no sooner than January 1st, 2015, and no later than June 30th, 2015. And if payment is using the standard capital interest rate, if payment is beyond, maybe on right, capital interest rate. What was it, capital?
In the event payment is not made, interest will be granted at the standard capital borrowing rate.
Thank you. So we'll do the same wording. Interest. 23 deleted with a new clause. This is the half signal on Devonshire. So you got a half signal on Devonshire. You got the half signal on for people to get across with the AT stuff on Kildare. So it's the same thing here instead of a traffic light, which is much more. The landscaping, again, community committee, plan approval. 39, 100% credit on the linear issue. I've heard Donna, but there has to be a bit of a give and take here. The 42 and 43, deleting, that's the irrigation, and the new 44, it doesn't match mine. Is there a change in the numbers? Oh, yeah. Was there a change? No, not this one. The next one is a change in them. So I got 43. It's actually, should say 40 deleted. Okay, so no. I'm a little, I just want to be doubly sure here, because you're using numbers that are not matching these numbers. Okay. You're 40. There must have been something. You're 40, just so you're kind of FYI. I'm not going to use your document.
Yeah.
I'm using the administration. Okay. So I'm going to use the administration's document, which is accurate because it's in the report. Mm-hmm. And that is 40 is the irrigation thing, so I'm deleting that. 41 is staying. 42 is what we've been consistently doing. And 43, same thing. This is that pathway. Connection, development, cash flow. Every shared park we determined path recognition not occurred time. Cash flow part future public walkway leading to the future. If the city determines a provision of path. Oh yeah, that's that walkway, right. Okay. We've done that. And 44 is amending it with the black chain link fence. And that one is already there. We know that. So the multiple family on the site, again, is subject to plan approvals. And I put that in the other actual one, so I don't need to put it in this one. So, good. That's, yeah. Oh, we got a...
I'll try the wrong one.
Sorry. No, that's okay.
So,
and this is the site, so it goes with it. Okay, so I'm going to move that, if it's all right with you gentlemen. Yes. Oh, yes. Donna? Kim. Oh, sorry. I was waiting for Donna. Donna, what's wrong? No. That's okay. Kim, yes.
Councillors, for the record, we have a concern with the recommendation to... delete the clauses relating to the area charge for Concordia Peguis, that those funds are dedicated or should be dedicated to completion of the roadworks in Concordia Peguis.
Duly noted. It's trying to balance things, right? We're doing all these roadworks everywhere, but we've got to have somewhere for the kids to play. That's the challenge. But anyway, duly noted. Thank you. Is there anything else before I close the delegations? Donna?
We missed, and someone had brought up today that I didn't get a chance to talk to the developer about. But at one point, there had been a walkway connecting these two.
Yeah, that was deleted, it appears, when this came forward.
Yeah, so I just wondered if that's something.
I don't have it here.
It's quite a long distance for someone here to get even to the park, so, or to get between. If someone's living here and they want to get over to this resident, they have to go quite a convoluted. So we just thought, in terms of connectivity, is that doable? And it wouldn't be a public reserve, it'd be a public walkway.
Long before we applied, we added a walkway that connects to the north of the park out to the east-west street. I mean, really, we've looked at it in terms of you know, realistic movement of pedestrian traffic through there. I if you really look at that road network, I don't think there's a huge difference by adding or replacing that public walkway through there. We didn't see any value in it. It made more sense to provide a direct link to the park, which is what we did. So
that it just seems like for someone, but I don't know if you could see Dave what I was pointing to, but for someone to get from, like for this person to get over here, it's quite a convoluted trek to get over to that. So it just seemed like a logical piece of connectivity. That was all.
Okay.
If it was an intentional removal.
It was intentional.
Give you the last walkway, but not this way. I'll raise your walkway. Anyway, okay. All right. Thank you. I think everybody's getting tired, so I'm going to move that the report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
You got EPC in the way. I'm going to move that the public receipt of public representation be concluded. We've got to read the agenda.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.